Okay, this lecture, just very, very briefly, is to point out in terms of what does Shania Twain have to do with the Silmarillion? It actually does, because in the early part of this relationship of the Jews, right, which was started by Abraham, who was actually probably Iraqi or Iranian, which is very ironic. But I don't know. But anyway, my point that I'm trying to make is that this Israeli God had a habit of comparing this infidelity of the Jews, which happened over and over again, to the infidelity in a romantic relationship. Oh, God, it's going to happen again. So basically what we're trying to see here is that if you're Melkor and you're deviating from the theme of Ilúvatar, you're making your own music and it's regarded as an infidelity. Now that doesn't mean God wouldn't want the angels to be creative, right? He wanted them to be creative, but harmonic. And there was also a movement, I guess, back around the Y2K days, which was the turn of the millennium, for this harmonic convergence, which I don't know much about it, but I've heard about it a little bit. I don't know if it has to do with God, but God doesn't want to squoosh the creativity of the angels, right? He just doesn't want them to make dissonance that lapses into a war. So that's the point here. Oh, and also the... okay, every time I talk about romance, I get whacked out, okay? But